Thank you, Graham. I entitled this message, Blessed Assurance, because I was moved recently by the story of Horatio Spafford, who in the middle to late 1800s lost his four daughters in a shipwreck in the Atlantic Ocean. They sent his family ahead to go to a vacation in Europe, and the shipwreck caused the loss of his four daughters. And after a while, he had to stay back in Chicago because of the Chicago fire. And the loss that he incurred in the course of that fire in Chicago, he had considerable financial loss as well. And yet, because of his he left, and he got a telegram from his wife Anna that said two words: saved alone. And he got on a ship to go meet her in Europe, and they were headed actually to Jerusalem eventually, where they spent time and actually moved there. But he and Anna, they suffered the grief of the loss of their kids. And I'll just quickly read the words to this letter. He wrote these lyrics, "It Is Well With My Soul," and they are in public domain now. The music was by Phil Bliss, but Horatio Spafford wrote this in 1873, and it was published in 1929. "When peace, like a river, attends my way, when sorrows, like sea, billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul." You may remember when we had this song in our hymnal years ago. "Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste that day when my faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back like a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul." He definitely had faith and hope in the plans that God revealed to him through God's word, right? So I'd like to share four reasons why it is well with my soul, and it can be well with our soul. One of my favorite passages of all that David recorded for us is in Psalms 34, verse 7. "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him." Angels are camping around those that revere God and rescues them. Verse 8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in God. Oh, fear the Lord, verse 9, you his saints. For to those who fear him, there is no want. To those who revere God, there is no want. The young lions suffer and lack, they hunger and they lack, but those who seek God shall not be in want of any good thing. Shall not be in want of any good thing. 1 John 3, verse 2. We're reminded by John that, beloved, we are now, even now, we are the children of God. And it has not yet appeared as yet what we will be. But we know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we shall see him as he is. One of the most profound passages in the New Testament. We'll be like him because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope, all of us who have this hope, everyone that has this hope fixed on him, on God, our hope fixed on God, we purify ourselves just as he himself is pure. I love what Peter said in 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. We humble ourselves under God's mighty hand, that he may exalt you in good time, at the proper time. If we are humble, God will exalt us at the proper time. Verse 7. I love this. Casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Because he cares for us, every ounce of our anxiety we can cast in his direction in prayer. We can cast our anxiety on him. Because he cares for us. Verse 8 says, be sober in spirit and be on the alert, because you know your adversary, the god of this world, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But resist him, steadfast in your faith, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren, the rest of our brethren we're out in the world, and we all have various afflictions and trials to deal with. But we can resist the god of this world firm in our faith. James 4:7, submit therefore to God. Resist the devil, and if we resist him, he will flee. He will flee from you. So we can count on those four reasons why it can be well with our soul. When you have a chance, look up the story behind that song, It Is Well With My Soul, and some of the things about the life of Horatio Spafford and the trials he went through. He had his issues, financial disaster in Chicago and the fire and everything. But yet he trusted in God Almighty. That's why we are here. Because we trust in God, the God and creator of the universe, and his Son who sits at his right hand, who gave his life for us. We can say, it is well. It is well with my soul. Happy Sabbath, brethren.